My number six is the Hamlet meets Conan, Robert Eggers film, The Northman, which I love.
Love it. Love it.
Brutal and dark. Alexander Skarsgård is great in it. You know, I loved it.
Meisenheimer, you're nuts. This film was amazing.
Oh, it was garbage. His films are so pretentious.
That's why you don't understand them.
Like, he makes great production design and costumes.
Wait a second. Chad, you just put Clerks 3 on the list. So.
It's out of nostalgia.
Clerks 3 is good. The Northman is garbage.
No, I loved it. The cinematography, it was very dark, but just brutal. All right, number five. We're in the top five.
Simon's going to hate this one. It was also a TIFF movie, but I didn't see it till after TIFF. And he'll vehemently disagree with it. The Woman King. No doubt. I thought Viola Davis did a well.
She might get a nod for it, but the rest of the film was meh.
I just thought it was well done, like well directed, and she, like, her character was, like, really well done. So I saw this at a Landmark Theater, and I was already uncomfortable with the theater itself, like seats, but I thought, okay.
I find people who watch, like, I find it strange wanting to watch a film at TIFF when, like, not that you did, Bob, but just, like, in general, when it's coming out in theaters, like, the next week. I guess it's like, oh, okay, you could see it first, or you could
see it
first.
Which I've done.
It's a hipster thing.
But when you can watch it in theaters, just, oh, like a, you know, like a 10 minutes away, I just find it kind of strange.
The audience is different. Like, if you're watching a TIFF movie, the audience is sort of different. They're looking for different things. And
yeah, that's true.
Because they're full assignments, though.
Some TIFF movies.
Anyway, I just thought that was it.
My number five is Simon's number six. It's RRR. I love this movie. It was batshit insane. They used tigers as weapons at one point. It's just an amazing watch. And aside from the bonkers insane stuff, there was also a lot of heart and emotion to it. The origin story of one of the two heroes, where his father is holding back an entire regiment of British soldiers to save his family. It's amazing. It's pure visual, muscular storytelling, and I highly recommend it.
So my number five is a little different from RRR. It is Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Oh, fuck. Oh, here we go again.
I haven't watched it yet.
I
really enjoyed it. I'm glad somebody did. Yeah, I saw it with my girlfriend, who's the only reason I actually saw it in the first place. And she was obsessed, still is obsessed with it. She cried in the parking lot for like 45 minutes afterwards.
Why?
Because it was touching. Again, you don't have a heart, you dick.
I know! She found the family! I understand why it was touching! Uh-huh. She cried because a shell found the family? She should be happy!
It's not true,
yeah,
it's not
tears
a shell.
Of joy, you monster.
45 minutes!
Yeah.
Holy fuck, don't even leave the house.
But it was really nice, despite what Simon says.
I didn't say I hated it! No, hold on!
He hates people and he hates life and he has no heart.
No, her voice drove me up the wall. The voice, I couldn't take it.
I mean, we should take some photos. Oh, I found these pants. You like them?
Wow.
He needs anger therapy, apparently.
Okay, so
I don't need anger therapy. This film is nauseating.
He needs some kind of therapy, yeah.
Right, pretty much.
Oh, listen, okay, Kevin's been trying for 35 years to change me. Has it worked?
He's unchangeable, no.
So my fifth one is going to be Banshees. I'm not going to say the whole title because Irish people get mad because I probably will mispronounce that idol. That's my number five. I think Colin Farrell was freaking brilliant in it. Brendan Gleeson was brilliant in it. It was well written, perfectly acted. Colin Farrell's definitely going to win Best Actor. And it's just probably also going to win Screenplay or Directing for it. That's my predictions right here and right now.
All right.
I see people thinking.
Daniel?
Okay, before I get into mine, I just wanted to say I haven't seen RRR, but just in case anyone else puts it on as well, the whole title is Rise, Roar, Revolt. So that's kind of neat.
Ooh, now you can add your list of 4,000 movies I haven't seen.
That's
it's going to be an RRR riot on here.
I haven't seen it either, Daniel, so it's okay.
Kind of mixed with Cartman, so I appreciate that. So my number five, I cheated again because I thought of one movie that should be on this. And so my number five is Elvis Shared with Jockey.
Oh. Elvis.
Oof. What was the other movie, Elvis and?
Jockey. The one I made you watch because it has gorgeous cinematography with Clifton Collins Jr.
Yeah, that's the movie. Came out. I saw it. But I have no heart, so I probably didn't see it.
Exactly.
He just didn't enjoy it. He didn't cry.
I did not enjoy Jockey at all. I thought it was just kind of, I got it. I know where it was going.
It is gorgeous the way
he made me watch it. It is beautiful to look at. Unlike Marcel the Shell.
The way the lighting and everything is amazing. And then now I think I'm just going to bump Elvis away from number 5 minutes with the Jockey. Elvis was great too, though. I thought I loved the music. I loved the performances. Yeah, sure. Except for Tom Hanks. But they're just with the
actors. Wait a second. Tom Hanks was good.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of the best things in it. Yeah.
You have no heart, Daniel.
Okay. Whatever the accent he was doing. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Well, that's how he sounded in real life.
Exactly.
That's how the real person sounded like.
I don't know.
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, I think he actually did it. I just think people don't. Because Tom Hanks, don't get me wrong, I'm not a Tom Hanks fan, even though he's from Northern California and whatnot. It's like I'm not a big fan. I hated Forrest Gump, but he actually did really good in this one.
But he loves Clark Three.
I just found the accent distracting. I love the movie in general.
Top 10 things that annoy me this year. Clark's Three should be right number one.
Same with Jay and Bob Silent. Reboot, whatever.
Oh, that was bad. I didn't like that one.
Oh, yeah. That was rough. Oh, look, we got Ben Affleck back and nobody cares.
Yeah, that was, I wasn't happy about that one.
Yeah, my number five has been said many times, so I don't have much to say. It's The Menu. That's it. It's enjoyable. Watch it.
Yes, taste.
And Taylor Joy's in it. And the cheeseburger. Ray Fiennes. Some chick from Watchmen, John Leguizamo, and Judith Light signed for me at TIFF this year, so I got to meet my Judith Light, so that made me happy. And that's about it.
The light of your life.
So, fun fact, I did get to sing karaoke with the Clerks in San Francisco.
Oh, nice. What?
So I went out with Dante and Randall, and then the other guy, the kid, who's now older, Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out and sang karaoke with our group for a little while.
When was that?
Back in November on Thanksgiving.
No, I have a question. Are they exactly what I expect them to be like, normal?
Oh, yeah. They're pretty easygoing. Brian has to always figure in the I shouldn't have been here today into everything.
Are you serious?
A lot of the karaoke songs became about him not being there that day.
Are they bad at karaoke?
Yeah.
Are they good at karaoke?
Who cares?
Actually, Randall's more sarcastic, and anyway, they're very much like their on-screen duo.
I've always wanted to meet Dante.
No Jay and Silent Bob. Well, he was sitting just to my left as we were singing, so it was kind of cool to meet them and hang out. But on that note, my number five is also The Menu.
Oh, see? Great minds think alike. I do have a heart.
Yeah, which is...
No, I don't.
I watched it on the way back from New Orleans last weekend, and I love this movie. It was so good. So many surprises. I love the menu itself, the dishes, and the little side comments as they're presented up on the screen. Ralph Fiennes, of course, you know, he's a master at what he does. And I loved, you know, when Anna Taylor-Joy kind of unhinges him and throws him off the whole game. He's like, he just doesn't understand who she is. I thought they were going to try to play up something where maybe she could have been his daughter. Because when there's a scene where she breaks into his cottage and there's pictures of him with a kid. I thought they were going to try to imply that somehow she was related to him. Thankfully, they did not. But she really plays him with the whole cheeseburger thing, which is just fantastic. And Nicholas Holt, I love the way he goes out. It's just...
That was great. Yeah.
His Trevor's plate of shit. You know? Really good stuff. So that was my number five. Number four.
Number four. And also a TIFF movie, The Lost King. I thought Sally Hawkins did really well.
In the Lost King?
Yeah. It was like she goes searching for the remains of King Richard III.
I don't think I saw this.
You should see it because
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
I got one, Bob.
Not TIFF this year, but.
Yeah,
I don't know. Keep talking. I'm not saying it wasn't. The liar is 2022.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Oh, I'm watching it for sure now.
Yeah.
Oh, make my list. It's 2022.
Yeah.
It's only 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'll watch it. Okay. It's got Sally Hawkins.
I thought she did really well, and I just thought the whole thing was well played out.
It's a Stephen Frears film, so definitely probably worth checking out.
All right. My number four is The Fabelmans. I honestly thought this would make my top three, probably top two, but there were actually movies I liked better this year. I will say, however, I absolutely adored David Lynch's scene at the end. Anything that has David Lynch acting in it gets a thumbs up from me. I adore David Lynch. As you would know if you listened to this show before, I've made Simon watch a few David Lynch films so far.
Oh, that terrible monkey short.
I erased her head.
Jack, do. How dare you besmirch Jack?
No, he found one I like. I like the lawnmower one. That was enjoyable.
Great story and Mulholland
Drive. I like the one we just watched.
Lost Highway?
Yes.
We have seen that one.
And we still haven't done my favorite one.
Blue Velvet?
Is my favorite Lynch. It's a phenomenal film.
It is. Oh, I think all of his movies are worth watching.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
I agree. They're worth watching.
Not Jack.
All right. Damn you, Daniel. You have no heart.
Where is my heart?
But he's not a dick. So
thanks, buddy.
All right. So my number four, I'm going to keep it short. It's the Batman. It's number four because it's Batman, and that's all I have to say.
All right. My number four is Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's my number four.
Number one.
I love it, but you guys are going to laugh when you go see my number one. But I actually enjoy it. And
oh, Jay and Silent Bob. Oh, Strike Back, reboot.
No. But I actually watched it twice. Like, I usually don't watch movies more than once, but I did watch that movie twice because I enjoyed it, so.
Wait till you get to my number one.
But that's my number four.
Only one person on this show knows my number one, and he has glasses and bald head.
Oh.
And it's not me.
My number four is actually Barbarian.
Fair enough.
My favorite horror movie of 2022 because it caught me by Bob. Your mouth is just agape right now. It distracted me so much. You're just like, sorry. But no, my number four is Barbarian. I love Justin Long playing a dick is just, there's something perfect about it. And just how the first chapter of the movie ends and then just goes into his chapter was just awesome. Just the transitions of it all and just going chapter by chapter and just the whole ending where he tries to save himself and he's like, oh my God, I didn't mean to do that. And just him, just how they portray the Me Too and just him not expecting to get anything back from this. And also just the dark humor about it. That was like, oh, there's this big thing in my house. Can I rent this? Can I get any more money out of this property? I thought that was hilarious. And also just kind of setting it in, I guess just a commentary on the housing markets in Detroit as well. I thought that was fascinating too.
Okay. My number four, I'm sure I'm the only one that saw this film in the show. After Sun, a Scottish film that I read on numerous sites and critics loving this. I could just see Chad watching going, I'm going to kill you. Chad won't make it through 10 minutes of this film. He'll go pretentious garbage and pack it in. I really bonded with the main character of the film, the dad in the film and girl and the trip. I think it was well shot. The pacing is slow. And I mean, for me, this thing is slow. But I loved it. I got where the filmmaker was going. It appealed to me. It brought back memories of me and my children doing these kind of trips. So that's, for me, it's a very personal film. So that's why After Sun, I mean, there's nobody in it, but it's just so beautiful to look at and so basic. So I just like it because of that. It doesn't try to be something it's not. So After Sun's my number four. And then don't worry, Doug will have the Criterion with his little chatty chats on it. Picked up for $6 or something because he can buy those in the States.
Finished? All right. Never know when your rant's kind of finished.
That wasn't bad.
It just kind of was very abrupt. I agree with Owen and put the Batman as my fourth choice because I loved it. I thought it was, I'm surprised that Robert Pattinson was so good, but he is great. And I, you know, everything about this, Paul Dano is amazing as the Riddler. And then Colin Farrell, unrecognizable as the Penguin, but just, the black and red and I mean the orange tones and everything about it, the music, I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. So, but it just goes to show Batman is such a pliable character. You can do so much with him.
Where did Bob go?
He wandered off. He didn't like
it. Probably Bob and Simon are in the same location. Because
yeah, they're having a chat outside the room there.
the unintentional hilarity of the Ave Maria scene in the Batman is like one of my favorite things from this year.
Okay.
Ave Maria.
I wasn't shocked that Robert Pattinson wasn't bad. He's actually a really, really good actor. A lot of people don't give him enough credit, and I think he actually is really good.
Because of Twilight.
Mm-hmm. He did that. He also did what Harry Potter. I forget which number he did.
He had that
teen thing where he got stuck doing that kind of BS, the young adult stuff, but then he just kind of like did his own thing.
Well, so. What I liked about this was it was really he figures out that Bruce Wayne is important in the mix. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so focused on being the Batman that's his drive, right? He wants to solve crimes and make Gotham a better place, but there is a role for Bruce Wayne. He's important in the story. So it's learning how to be, important as a human being outside of just being the Batman.
I also like that it had the message, you know, Batman can't just be scary. He's also has to inspire hope. So he can't not just fear, but he has to inspire people to be good, be better.
Yeah.
And I like that aspect because that's not something you see too much in modern Batman movies.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the police distrust him. And at the end, he tries hard to overcome all of that. And show that he's contributing to the city and making it a better place. All right. Well, on that note, we're into the top three. Simon is no longer here.
I'm going to tell him to do that when he comes back.
You know what? It's all that roughage in the sound. Yeah, the race off and use the washroom.
So we have a good 10 minutes before Simon comes back.
You're here.
He's actually in the washroom now. He's just taking care of business off screen.
Quick, someone get fart noises from the interwebs.
Oh, he's back.
First off, the intern is not at my house. Number two, I had to bring something to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Number three. My top three was just, like, were hard to do, like, until yesterday when I saw the final film I wanted to see. Okay, number three was also a TIFF, and it was with Jessica Chastain. That's also a historical, The Good Nurse. I saw this at TIFF, and I thought it was really well done. Like, well directed, well acted.
I saw it at TIFF as well.
You did? I didn't see you there.
Yeah, he walked right by me and didn't say hi.
I did not see you up there as well.
But we did. He was at the whale, too, and didn't say hi.
I couldn't get to you because there's so many people.
He didn't want to be associated.
That's exactly it.
Simon, who?
Well, that guy, Ooh. He has no heart.
Exactly. That dick.
Wow.
I was the guy holding the sign here at Simon.
Yeah, I saw you. Fableman's red carpet. I was not at the Fableman's red carpet, so I'm okay.
I was nearby.
Cool.
That's why
I wasn't the Good Nurse and the Fableman same night. I think it was.
I think so. Awesome. I think that's why I didn't see you because I was like, okay, I have to go to the red carpet now.
I was at Fable. I was at Good
Nurse. Actually, I was at the second screening for the Good Nurse, so, or was it the third? It was the Saturday that I saw it.
I was there. That was the first screening.
No, the second Saturday.
Oh, no, I was not there the second Saturday.
I went to the back six movies. I had the pass for that.
The back six is still there?
No, that's what it's called. The pass is called the back six.
Oh, okay. Well, there used to be something called the back six, but I thought they demolished it. It used to be behind the Uptown. That's where they used to have an extra theater for press screenings.
Well, never heard of it.
Oh, years ago. Years ago. Yeah. Old Toronto movie theaters. Owen would love it when we actually could walk up and talk to somebody.
You don't like even celebrity people? You don't like? No. Okay.
So, Owen, I just to back this up, just a tiny little teensy bit. You're taking film, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be filming people, or are you going to just do Marcel the Shell and do, like, animated?
I'm actually only going to be filming geckos.
Oh, perfect. Can there not be? That makes sense. I got it. And are there any ghost geckos in this thing?
Zombie geckos. Yes. It's going to be a very short film career.
He's a genius. He'll find a way.
My number three is the second and final Cate Blanchett movie on my list. It is Tar, written and directed by Todd Field. I absolutely love this movie. I thought Cate Blanchett was amazing. And again, this was a pretty serious, heavy drama. But there were parts in it that really made me laugh. I don't want to spoil anything, but towards the end, there is a tackle that does not take place on a football field that shocked me more than anything else I've seen in a movie this year. And I burst out laughing when I saw it. It is an amazing film. It's not really incredibly funny. It is a drama, but 100% worth watching, and I loved it.
I think it's on episode 311 or 312 that we were talking about it. One of those two.
Yes.
All right, so my number three has been mentioned several times, and it is Glass Onion. I just really enjoyed the movie. I didn't compare it really to Knives Out. They just feel like two very different movies to me, and so I just kind of, when considering what I thought of it, just did not consider the first one, and it made it a lot more enjoyable.
Well, have you ever watched, like, Agatha Christie stuff?
Because
that's sort of like how the stories are going to be. It's going to be like, almost like anthologies. It's going to be like a different, each movie's going to be different. Mm-hmm. But they're writing the third one right now.
Yeah, that I am aware of. I'm not that dumb.
No, because a lot of people are like, oh, it just isn't a sequel. And I was just like, eh, it's just like its own movie in a way. So.
No, if I recall correctly, I think Rian Johnson didn't like the fact that they put a Knives Out.
Yeah, he didn't like it, yeah.
Oh, like a Knives Out story. Yeah.
Okay, so my number three is All Quiet on the Western Front.
Something I did not watch.
Oh, it's really, really good. But I'm also biased, too, because I like the original one.
That's what I mean. I've seen the original.
Because I love the butterfly scene. This one was – it held up, and it was actually really, really good. I enjoyed it. Almost made my top – my first pick, but I have two other films before. So but that's my top three.
So my number three is – I can't remember if anyone's mentioned it yet. I think Everything Everywhere All at Once, the best multiverse movie of the year. I still laugh every time I think of the hot dog hands. I think every movie needs more of that. And also just seeing Ki Hwan Kwai, I'm sorry, I can't remember his last name. Just his emotional scenes and like the scenery is like, you know what, in another life I would have loved doing taxes and laundry with you. Like I think that's one of my favorite lines of the year. So I just love this movie.
So. Oh God, I forgot. my number three is Banshees of Inisherin, just because I had so much fun watching this. I mean, being a dick, this is just a perfect film to be a dick to your friends. You just stop talking to them. You just don't like them anymore.
Just talking about the fingers.
I think this thing is well written, well acted, beautifully shot. And I think it has my favorite character that runs a post office, so that's near and dear to my heart that nobody likes. So absolutely fantastic writing there. You also like when Brandon Gleeson punches out a cop. That's about it. Make sure you see this film. Moving on.
All right. Well, my number three is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yay.
Love this movie. It's just brilliant, and it has Raka Kuni in it. Which is basically like Ratatouille but with a raccoon.
That was great.
All right, we're into the top two now.
Number two, I'm gonna make
choices.
Oops. Sorry,
what random movies did Bob choose?
Random. I'm gonna make a lot of people very happy on number two. The Menu. It's already been well discussed, so I don't have to say anything more.
What was your favorite part about it?
There's a few favorite parts. There's the cheeseburger, as everyone said, but there's like just the present. How they presented the meals and talked about them, and then it's like each one was a chapter.
All right, my number two. And if you don't like this movie, we're rowing. It's Banshees of Inisherin. I think. Like everybody has said, the writing is so well done. I think Colin Farrell gave one hell of a performance. He is bar none my pick to win the Best Actor Oscar, although it will go to Brendan Fraser for The Whale. I think Colin Farrell was amazing in this movie. I think Kerry Condon as his sister was an absolutely star-making performance. Brendan Gleeson is always wonderful. Barry Keoghan as Dominic. I was never a big Barry Keoghan fan until this movie. Just everything about it, I loved. It is my number two movie of the year. I love everything about it.
He is so creepy in The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yes. I still don't like Barry Keoghan. Even in this movie, he's not good. He's just weird.
He just looks uninterested in everything he does. Uninterested.
The random showing ups in the Green Knight. That was about the only thing I enjoyed.
Oh, he was good in that Colin Farrell film when that weird one.
The Killing of the Sacred
Deer. Killing of the Sacred Deer.
That's it. That was friggin' strange. I liked it, but strange.
I love that you're like, oh, what, that one movie that Daniel definitely didn't mention 50 seconds ago.
I don't remember. A lot of films get mentioned. Oh, and you were talking, so I went to sleep.
That's what I figured.
Wow.
It was like, oh, like whenever I talk, it's like, you're like, ooh, I can catch up on so much sleep right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, my number two, this is kind of coming right after it, literally, but The Banshees of Inisherin. I think it was just, I don't know, everything was already set, so I can't really add anything new. It's a beautiful movie starring beautiful people. And that's
people,
all I got to say.
You hate people.
But it also had Jenny the donkey. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
I love that donkey. Animals! Perfect for your documentary in Saskatchewan.
Exactly.
Good throwback.
All right, so my number two pick was Del Toro's Pinocchio. I think I love the stop motion, the music, everything was brilliant in it. I'm like, if I knew how to do stop motion, I probably would do that and have to deal with a-hole actors or anything. But I also think one of my favorite songs was Ciao Papa. Like, I love that one. That was like one of the best songs in the movie. But yeah, I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Hey, my number two has been mentioned. It is Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. I just love the new set of characters. Also, this is probably recency bias because it's probably the only new movie I've seen in the past like 3 months. But it's a lot of fun. I saw it in theaters before because I actually saw The Menu and this on the same day, so that was a very good day at the movies. I love The Menu, but I'd like to see it again before I put it in my top 10. But that's fine.
Is that tough?
Yeah, no. I know. But yeah, Glass Onion, I just love the midway twist. I thought that was just a great way just to like show everything and like have like a full 40 minutes for that and then just get back into it. I thought that was all just really well done. And Edward Norton's one of my favorites as well.
Well, I'm very shocked my number two has not been mentioned by only one Doug on this show because I know he had to watch it. Well, my number two is a Korean film, which none of you guys seem to make time for. Decision to Leave is just a phenomenal piece of filmmaking, and all you clowns don't have time watching Clerks to watch good filmmaking. This is just riveting to me. A beautiful mystery, lots of suspense, really just blew Knives Out of the water to me. I'd rather watch this again than Knives Out. Just very murky, very dark, and very, what was the word about it? Dialogue, obviously dialogue heavy. Just a wonderful film. Very long, though, but absolutely wonderful. Beautiful settings. Film moves from location to location a few times. And really only has about 5 characters in the whole film. And Doug, I'm shocked this is on your list.
I haven't seen it yet. Movie is the one streaming service I don't have.
Yeah,
same boat.
I didn't realize this was out yet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know me, I love Korean films.
Well, you had your chance, Daniel. Maybe if you get your head out of your ass and fucking talk to me occasionally or answer the text, I would have told you it was out.
But you don't, when we chat, you don't like talking movies because you always like leave it for the podcast.
No, I don't.
I'm a dick. Leave for the podcast.
Well, Decision Leaves my number two. And the funniest thing is my wife was trying to talk to him like, shh, I'm watching a movie in Korean. Be very quiet. Absolutely flew by. That's a 2:40 running time. Absolutely just blew by for me. Absolutely phenomenal.
2 hours.
I even
hours
might like it. 2:19?
Yeah, I was just randomly looking that up as we were trying.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, sir.
Interesting. All right, well, my number two pick is going to offend a lot of you.
Clerks.
And you know, when you're talking about movies that flew by, my number two choice is what I felt was the best theatrical experience of last year.
And Black Panther.
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, that's fine. I have no complaints with that. None.
Which I thought it was a solid, entertaining popcorn flick.
Absolutely it is.
And even though it was a sequel to a film that's, 30, 40 years old, I can't remember how many years it's been, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, it's a great remake of A New Hope. You know, they've got to fire the X-Wing down the chute to blow up the target. And he's dealing with his old partner's son. Who's now who's also piloting X-Wings. No, anyway, that's neither here nor there.
It's on my list for a long time, but then it moved down.
I just, it stayed high on my list because, I mean, not only was it a huge box office success, but it was also entertaining as hell. So that's why it's number two on my list. And fuck you all who hate it.
I liked it too. Owen did because there's too many people in the theater, so you had to leave.
Actually, right now it's number 11 on my list, Kevin. So it wasn't number 8.
Owen couldn't see it. There were too many people there all the time, so he had to go see Marcel the Shell again.
Yeah.
I said if I see dead people, it's like, ooh, I see people.
All right.
I see little shells talking to me.
How? Look at my pants. Do you like them? I love these sunglasses.
Oh, when did Jenny Slate get here? I love her.
All right, we're down to the number one.
Disservice. Oh, it's never going to reappear on the show.
And when that's your furry vengeance.
No, your love is the whale. Okay. It was really well directed, well done.
Oh, Doug might be after you.
Huh?
Doug might come after you.
Why? It was like, if Daniel's girlfriend cried for 45 minutes in it, and one of the, not the whale, but another one, right?
That would have been
one with your girlfriend, someone to bring tissue.
I thought you were gonna like make a joke and like, oh, Dana's girlfriend's probably a whale.
I didn't say that.
Wow!
I thought
that's where you were going.
No.
Well, that's all I heard was Daniel's girlfriend's a whale. Sorry, Daniel.
Bobby. That's so hurtful, man.
Would I ever say that?
You would.
No, I would not.
I know you would.
Okay, it was a touching
moment. We're putting that on another t-shirt.
Can you shut up, Bruce? I'm just saying because it was a touching movie, by the end, your girlfriend would probably need a box of tissues.
Thanks, buddy.
But it was
a whale of tissues?
Fun. It was shot in one room. Brendan Fraser really did a good job in the role, and all the other actors like just played off him. It was really well done. Next,
all right. My number one is a movie. It's been mentioned, but I have not connected with a movie this much in a long time. My number one is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yay.
And I've watched it 3 times already. Each time a new thing makes me cry. There's just something about this movie that it's just truly wonderful to me. I cannot sing the praises of this movie enough. I've been a fan of Michelle Yeoh since I first saw Supercop back in the early 90s. And to just see her having her moment now with this film, it's wonderful. And there's something so touching about this movie, about generational strife between families, the immigrant story. And it also has a fight scene with butt plugs. a man is also beaten to death with dildos. It is.
I love it.
Yeah. This movie is Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I absolutely love this movie.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, hot dog hands.
Yes.
Did you tear up when Marcel the Shell showed up?
Yes, of course.
No, but I did laugh when she flung her dog around on a leash. Okay. As a weapon.
That's good.
All right, so my number one is the exact same movie. It's Everything Everywhere All at Once. I normally don't like watching a movie more than once, but this one I have also seen 3 times. It's not that I came from my dad, but I've also seen it 3 times. I saw it twice in theaters, which I never do, because I wanted to bring people to see this movie because the people in my life, my friends, they are not movie people. I know I get all my friends through theater, so they're not going to the movies. I'm like, no, you have to go see this. I don't think I have cried at a movie as hard as I have when Kishu Kwan gave his speech, and then Michelle Yeoh said, I am learning to fight like you while just being bizarre. It was great. And yeah, there's a butt plug fight scene and dog kung fu. It's great.
So great when you can have a movie that like is gonna just tear your heart out and then have butt plug fight scenes.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's perfect. Literally perfect.
Alright. So my number one is RRR. I think it's one of the best films of the year. I think it should win Academy Award for Best Picture. And definitely yeah. I think it should. I think it also should win
the probably man says Clerks.
I'm telling you, watch. RRR is going to win Best Picture. I'm telling you, watch. Unless Spielberg comes and sucks a bunch of, you know, Oscar voters' dicks, which he's
Marcel
really
Michelle's going to win Best Picture.
Oh, I got that.
Get people to do that for him.
Well, I don't know. He's old. Like, a little less, a little gummy, maybe.
he gets E.T. to do that.
Exactly. It's like, I made Hollywood, fuckers. But yeah, that's my number one.
Very cute, Chad.
Dog,
what's my number one?
What about Dan?
No, it's Dan again.
Sorry, never mind.
Break out the t-shirt, boys. Break out the t-shirt. Where's your heart?
Oh, here we go.
My number one, I love that everyone's been saying, oh, like, I don't watch really, like, I love that you've mentioned, Owen, that you don't really watch movies more than theaters more than once. But I haven't really seen that many movies this year because I saw Top Gun Maverick 6 times in theaters.
Oh, my God!
I love it so much. It
six
kind of
times?
It kind of became my comfort movie a bit. And it is just, it puts me in a good mood. Just all this, I don't even love the first one. Just all the score, how compassionately they portray Val Kilmer's character, and just kind of like just doing the whole like AI like voice thing for him. I thought that was just so cool to get him in there. Just the heart of the movie. I thought Miles Teller did a great job. Yeah, 6 times.
I think you like the beach scene.
Oh, I love the beach scene. The beach scene is a lot of fun. I just love the flying, even in the beginning when they get up to like Mach 9 and just, it's just totally serene as he's going towards it. Like I got,
did you buy the poster?
I got goosebumps the first time I saw it.
I still think he died in that sequence and the rest of the movie is just a fever dream.
It's an interesting theory, but I just try, it would make a lot of sense because of all the similar beats to the first film, but I just like to think that it's all happy and we're all it's all hunky dory.
Wow.
I love every minute of it.
Okay, let's do this again. Doug, what's my number one film of the year?
Well, if it's not Clerks 3, I'm assuming it's Tar.
Correct! Right. I think Doug knew that right out. I mean, Owen, we all know why I love Tar. Intensity, dialogue, Kate Blanchett, Nina Haas, just a perfect film. Absolutely recommend it to everybody. You need to see this. Kate Blanchett's going to show you why she's a star when she walks up and gives an award. Kevin Smith is going to home eating his popcorn because Clerks 3 is getting nominated for nothing.
Hey, man. I'd rather have my money and be happy and do the movies I want to make instead of pretentious award-winning movies.
No, Todd Fields to me is just a phenomenal. True, he did a great job with Carol. And he did a great job. Is it Field or Fields? I can't remember.
Todd Field.
I just think this is a wonderful film. I think it's well edited. I think it's well shot. The ending is not something I would see. I think there's just so many things. If you guys want to say I'm going to rewatch a film, there's two I'd rewatch this year. Decision to Leave I'd rewatch, and I definitely would rewatch Tar, because I think I'd get more out of it the second time. That I know where the direction of the film is going. Just little things I missed. Like She's a Raging Psychopath would probably be one of them. By the end, I kinda got it.
Is it more like Whiplash and Intensity or more like, gosh, what was the second one?
No, not like Whiplash. I'd say between Whiplash level. Whiplash is probably the most, okay. Well, under, what's the other one? The Gem movie. It's not that intense, but it's good. Different kind of intensity.
Did you guys see that TikTok meme about the one girl from Uncut Gems that she would say that Uncut Joms? Like I was Ben Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Joms.
I should have put that Bo Cruz movie on this list. Hustle.
Oh. All right, is that it?
Yes, I think
so.
No?
You're the last one.
Simon, what do you think my number one movie of the year is?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's going to be Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
No. I haven't even seen that yet. Like, on Disney Plus till February.
You did not see Black Panther?
I have not seen it.
Oh, have you mentioned Batman yet then?
Yeah, it's number four on my list.
I have no idea then.
All right, well, Steven Spielberg sucked my dick. And I put The Fabelmans at the top of my list. I love this movie. It's a movie about loving movies, about loving making movies, understanding movies, how family influences you, and the role of the mother and the role of the father and their complicated relationship, and then Uncle Benny. And you can see them having the affair in the background long before Steven sees it when he starts editing the film together, that they're having something on the side. And just lots of interesting little notes. I love the things he comes across to, make those war films that he made. And he definitely had a hard time trying not to top himself, like revisiting the student films that he made as a teenager. But all the little decisions, how to create the explosion effect by stepping on boards and squibs and shooting lights at, knocking holes into the film to emulate gunfire. Little things like that, trying to understand the terrain crash and The Greatest Show on Earth and replicating it until he could finally grasp what they did. I liked it a lot. I liked the performances. I thought Gabriel Bell's great as, the only problem I have with it is that because Spielberg directed it himself and it's his own story, which he doesn't, like it should be called The Spielbergs, which I don't know why it's called The Fabelmans, but it is almost like bragging. It's almost like whitewashing your history. So that's a tough one. But I thought it's as a film and as a story, it's a very interesting bit about, I'm trying to understand your parents and trying to understand your passion. And then also how film can change things. There are things that you'll see in film that you might not see in real life. The bits where he puts together the student film and the one guy is devastated because he makes him look so good and he doesn't see himself that way. Right. And he's torn apart by it. And of course the big conclusion where he meets John Ford and the bits about the paintings, what's so interesting about this picture? I don't know. They're looking at something. No. Perspective. Oh, it's from the top. Oh, well, it's from the bottom. Why is this one so boring? Middle perspective. Middle perspective, boring. Upper perspective, great. Lower perspective, great. Makes it interesting. That's your film. Now you know how to make movies.
You see, I think I was biased because have you watched the Spielberg documentary on HBO?
Yeah.
You see, that's what it's exactly the same freaking thing. I think that's what I think probably ruined it for me is just like, cause it's almost it's just like, oh, cause the documentary wasn't made by Spielberg, but it had pretty much everything that was in the movie in the documentary. And I've seen I love the documentary cause I watched it multiple times. That's what happened to me where I was like, oh, before it even happened, I really like, oh, this is going to happen. Oh, this is going to happen. So I was already like three steps ahead and I was just like, okay, this is like creative masturbating basically. It's just like, okay.
That's a thing I struggle with this.
Because like, don't get me wrong. I love Spielberg. Spielberg's one of my favorite filmmakers. I know it's cliche as to say as a filmmaker, but like him and also Lucas, those like were really big influences on me when I was a kid. So, but it was just like what I said, the documentary was so freaking good. I don't know if they won even an Emmy, but it's exactly, if you look, watch side by side, and I'm just like, man, that's the only thing that bugged me.
I enjoyed this enough that I would want to see a sequel where we see him getting into becoming a director. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see him struggling to make Jaws and the problems that they face on set. Having just gone through the whole The Offer, which is the show on about making The Godfather, fascinating stuff. I'd love to see more of this, like, behind the scenes of the best films, like sort of the struggles and the problems and the things that you have to do to get your project onto the screen.
And this is also that's like I did like The Offer. The Offer was really good, but being also part Italian, certain things in the Italian part wouldn't happen that way. I'm just saying. Yeah. my great grandfather was a bookie, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like I'd be like, okay, sure.
Kevin, it sounds to me like if he doesn't win this year, you're gonna want him to try to like campaign to suck more dick. Again.
No, that's it.
And that's if he stays, I'm not knocking wood, but he's also hella old now too, so it's like soon all our big filmmakers like him, Lucas, yeah. Coppola looks like crap, like a lot of the, like, and Scorsese.
Yeah.
Like, they're all gonna be gone soon, and that's what sucks, is that's why I always tell people like, go watch their early films. Cause I actually ran into a film student up here, it was LA, before I moved up, and this filmmaker, was just like, I don't watch anything before 1980. And I was like, what? He's like, everything's been done, but better since like 1980 and over. And I was just like, wow, I hope you get hit by a bus and never make a film. I was like.
So did he meet Marcel Lachelle and get hit by a bus?
If only one could hope.
Okay. Can I wrap this up with anything else to say about this year, Owen?
I guess just fuck you, Simon.
That's the best you got?
Yeah, not fair that
good. Yeah, double very finger. Creative.
Who wins the award for most appearances in a movie this year?
Oh, you know what? I usually hand that out in the next show, Kevin.
Oh, okay. Is that the next one?
I don't hand that out to our next episode, which will be the worst of special. Coming next to be the Michael Caine Award.
Yes, for most appearance.
I actually have to think about it this year because I don't think anybody really annoyed me that much.
Okay.
But I'll find somebody. Don't worry.
He's going to say Kevin Smith. Worst appearance, Kevin Smith.
No, Kevin Smith movies are just Kevin Smith movies. That's it. Peter. And if they make it,
I don't show up.
You probably watch it. The rest of us try.
Okay.